to them, Sue, and they'd come look up and see me. And if I ever fed them once, they'll come a running.
Call it like you're calling her.
I'd call him, whoo, whoo. And he'd look up and see me, he'd come a running.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to hay house, and I never would call him till I throwed out some of the hay and got it all out. And then I'd call them 2-3 times and then walk on off. They'd come and be that before I got away from them.
How would you call a calf?
A cat.
No, a calf.
Calf, yeah, I'd call him Sukaf. Now a calf, you can get a calf used to you. You call him, he come running right to you. Now I used to have some, when I'd feed, if the cows would stealth down the bottom yonder, and they'd lay down yonder, and I'd go to Calvin and go to the hay house every evening. I'd call the cows, and they'd calves jump up and come running nice straight to me, 3-4 of them, just as hard as they could go. Just run right from it, stop and look. And I'd keep walking, they'd run on to the hay barns, stand there till I got there, and then they'd go around behind that stand, look the way that cows supposed to come in, blatant. You'd hear them lowing, they'd meet them.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't one evening, it was every evening.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk her?
Tell him to sow.
Okay. How would you get her to move her leg back?
Just take your hand, put on a hip, and push her back.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a mule or horse to get them to turn left or right?
Well, you can learn them.
Uh-huh.
G and ha.
Which way's which?
When you holler G, he goes right. Ha, he goes left.
Uh-huh.
G goes right and ha goes left. That's the way them log haulers train their mule. They holler to them ha, they go left. You holler G, you go out. One of them had a pair of mule, one of them named Jim, and he'd holler G, Jim. He'd go trot and turn right sideways, and then he'd holler at him herp, and then holler ha, and he'd turn right there, just make an S turn.
Uh-huh.
I'd give a wheel mule time to turn the wagon, get the only way to go.
Uh-huh.
He could turn a curve, go in a gate. You'd think it going to pass the gate, and he'd go right straight in through that gate.
How would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Well, you could call them by name. I used to call them by their name. It's like you'd call a person, he'd come on out.
Each one would know their name?
Well, yes, sir. Dog knew his name. I never called one of my dogs a whistle to him. I just called him by his name.
Mm-hmm.
I go out there, one that I won't, I just go out there and call him by his name. He'd come around and see him standing there looking at you.
What would you say to a horse to get him started?
Tell him to get up.
And to stop him?
Tell him who.
And to back him up?
You tell him back up and pull their lines, he'll back up.
How would you call sheep?
I never did call one. I hear them call them sheepy, sheepy. They'd come a-running a blatant.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs? How would you call them?
Let's call them piggy, and here they come a-running.
What would you say to hogs to get them to get away from you?
Tell them sue.
How would you say it like you're...
Sue. He'd move on up. They'd know what you say.
Uh-huh.
Like a chicken, you holler shoo, he's gone.
How do you call chickens?
You call him by his name, chicken.